produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
This is Dr. V. You are tuned into Love Your Making. It is a leader-to-leader Sage Cup conversation, and it is designed, the content, to, you know, just help you with a different perspective on life, love, and leadership. So glad you joined us today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us. We thank you for being so merciful to us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have said in your word that you think about us and your thoughts toward us, they are of peace and not evil, to give us a hope and a future. Father, you said that that good work that started in us, you are faithful to complete it. So we thank you, Lord God, for your gentleness toward us. We thank you for your mindfulness toward us. We thank you that you're the self-same God that said that you would go before us and you would make the crooked places straight, that you would perfect those things that we are concerned about, that you're full of mercy and you will not forsake the work of your hands in our lives. Father, we thank you for that. Moreover, we thank you for your love. It is an unfailing love. It is abiding love. Is it a resurrecting love? It is a redeeming love. It is a love that corrects us. It is a love that delivers us. It is a love that heals us and restores us. And so we love you back in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit will be the leader of the broadcast. And for the next 20 odd minutes, we would just sit at his feet and be taught how to have a better perspective of life, love, and leadership. And it's in Jesus' name again that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I want you to go with me to Galatians, the 5th chapter. I'm going to read it down so the Holy Ghost says, you know, that's enough. And in my reading that, I want you to just trust me in this, that I'm going to make great declaration in your life about perspective of life, love, and leadership. And it is going to linger around the sixth verse, which says, "For in Christ neither their circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love." I will start from the beginning so we can get a deeper perspective. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not," listen, "do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace, for we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus," again, verse 6, "neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." Then Paul goes on to say, "You ran well. Who," question, big question, "who hindered you from obeying the truth? The persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, the Lord, that you have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is." Then verse 11 says, "And I, brethren," he goes on to say, "if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off." Verse 13, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love," here we go, that word again, Dr. B's favorite word, "through love, serve one another. For all the law," all of it, "is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another." Verse 16, "I say then, walk how? In the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you do," turn the page, "you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are what? Led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are," making a list, "adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness," long list, "robberies, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Verse 22, "But the fruit, of the Spirit is what? first word, the favorite word of Dr. V, love. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is what? No law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live where? In the Spirit. Let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. And verse 5 ends right there. And I'll end right there and digress back to where I said I was going to hang around for this teaching today. And that is in verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither is circumcision nor uncircumcision avail of anything, but faith works, working, active, ongoing, working, how? Through love. I want to talk to you today, leaders, about not only growing your faith as a leader, but helping your those that you are called to shepherd over, lead with, encouraging them as Paul, admonishing them as Paul, to live in grace, you know, embrace your liberty, but don't let that liberty, you know, take you, to, as I would say all sometimes, off course. But what? Be led. Don't lose sight of the Holy Spirit. Watch the Holy Spirit like it's your left eye or your right eye. Watch the Holy Spirit with both eyes. Watch the Holy Spirit with a full heart. Watch the Holy Spirit with a desire to follow and be obedient. Watch the Holy Spirit as a good student. Watch the Holy Spirit as your desire to be fully in the kingdom and all the benefits that you will inherit by living in the kingdom of God. Jesus said the kingdom was where? Within. So in your inner man, desire to be so led by the Spirit that your faith is increased because you do it through love. How can you say this so firmly and so fervently and so passionately, Dr. V? I've come to find out that I believe truly that when Jesus said he would leave us a comforter, that is what he absolutely did. And the Holy Spirit being a comforter is only going to not speak of himself, but speak of Christ and him in us, working us, building us, Christ being formed in us. That's the person that he has been assigned to, and that is to grow Christ in us. So he's keenly aware of that. The truth, he ain't nothing but the truth. That is the Spirit. And so when we walk in the Spirit, Paul said in his letter, we will not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. When you go back and you watch all the things that flesh produces as fruit, you'll see that more than half of those things have to do with how we treat one another, or how we engage with one another, how we engage in unrighteous and unholy and unprofitable relationships with one another, whether we do it with our full bodies, you know, as adultery and fornication, as he said, whether we do it with our tongue, whether we do it with any other behavior that is contrary, that does not walk, if we don't walk in love affectionately toward one another, Paul said, listen, you know what? I wish that they would cut themselves off when they do that. Paul is talking pretty strongly here in the fifth chapter of Galatians. And of course, he's talking to people who have gone back and embraced more of the law and just left grace on the table. And guess what? In order to not fulfill, in order to have a good fight of faith against the flesh, as we walk in the Spirit, we have to really be led by the Spirit. If you're led by the law, you are absolutely going to fall flat on your face, because the law is just a mirror to what you do. It does not correct you. But if you are led by the Holy Spirit, if you are admonished to by the Holy Spirit, if you're corrected, reminded, rebuked, instructed, if you're guided by the Holy Spirit will guide you away from those things. It will help you to run away. It will help you to turn it down. It'll help you to not give it place in your life. The Holy Spirit will give you the courage, the wherewithal, the wisdom, the tenacity, the capacity to just leave it alone. Shut the door, close the window, shut the blinds. Come up in your house of holiness and say, God, I much rather obey you than man or myself, especially my flesh. And so we look again at this passage that says, but faith working through love. Listen, I want to grow my faith as a leader. I want people to see me walk from glory to glory, from faith to faith, stronger and stronger. I want to see them, allow them to see that the things that tempted me and I submitted myself to it, or I succumbed to it on last year, I'm confronting it this year and I'm pushing it back. I'm standing in liberty in my grace, but I also am fortified to say, let my no be no and my yes be yes. And that I'm not overtaken with it, that it's not dragging me down, it's not pulling me back, it's not lording over me, it's not depressing me and oppressing me, but I'm walking in the liberty of being free from the entanglements of it. That I'm not in the law, I'm in grace, but I also have power. And God has already given us what? Not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And with this sound mind, I'm able to use the wisdom that I see in the word of God that says these things ought not to be found in my members. And that I cannot, even though I'm time past, and Paul talks about that in Romans, in time past, we did all those things. We were drinking, we were robbering, we were lusting, we were adulterating, and we were fornicating, I'm making up words, and we were doing all those things that were unseemly. We were treating our neighbors unkind. We were having an unjust weight. We were using our mouth to tear people down, and we were using what our position is power to lord over people and treat them cruelly and unkindly. We were just mean spirit and angry. We use the words of, I'm a prophet and I can talk to you any kind of way. Or, I'm a pastor and I can say anything I want to say to you, how I want to say it to you. Not so. Even in your leadership, you have to bridle your tongue. In your leadership, you have to guard your heart. In your leadership, you have to do like David said, Lord, search me. And if there's anything in me that's not like you, God, I give you full permission to purge me, even with hyssop. Come on now, leaders. When we look at life, when we look at love, when we look at leadership in a different perspective, the perspective we have to look at it is through the lenses of the word of the Lord, his word. And then to help us to follow the tenets of his word, the principles of his words, the precepts of his word, we need the help of the Holy Spirit that quickens us, that says, you know, that's a wrong thought. You know, that's a bad deed. You know that was too much. That was too cruel. That was too harsh. That was too legalistic. Listen, that's too religious. Listen, your religions, you know, have made the word of God of what? None effect. Jesus said that, repeated that. So this word today in Galatians, I read it again. I read it from a leadership perspective. And when I got down to 16, and Paul says, I say then, walk what? In the Spirit. And you shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Now, I want to put a pin right there. The Spirit, capital S, wars against the flesh. The spirit is against the flesh. So that is good news for you. Because as a leader, if your flesh is trying to rise up, all you need to say is, listen, I'm going to walk in the spirit on this thing, even in my own body, even in my own mind, even in my own heart. I'm not going to obey what I'm thinking. I'm not going to obey what the meditation on my heart, but I'm going to walk and with the spirit against this fleshly thought, against this fleshly way, against this fleshly attitude. Oh, you brought up that A word. Yes, attitude. Sometimes leaders, we can get what? Attitude with the people. Wilson, we get attitude if they don't put enough money in the plate, if they don't move on things, great ideas we think we have. If we get an attitude with them, if we get an attitude if they miss a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, because some of us have church every day. Listen, we get attitude with the people, and then we forget the word of the Lord says, don't lord over them. Listen, God loves a cheerful giver, rather. And if they are really going after God with all their heart and you're admonishing them to do that and they see you doing that, listen, you won't have to browbeat people to beat them and guilt them to come into church. They'll come because they want to be in the fellowship of the saints. But also do not discount, does not ignore their own home sacred closets, where they go in and pray. Listen, the pandemic taught us that, you know what, you can stay prayed up at home, not even during the church door. You can have church right at home with your family. In fact, one of your husband or your wife probably not coming anyway, or some of your children that's there. So this is a good opportunity to go back to this part you want to go back on to, church at home. Listen, in this house we will pray. In this house we will praise. In this house we will have a perspective about God, that he is Lord and he is in charge, and the spirit leads us and guides us into all truth. And that's the only truth that's going to rule in this house, is the truth that is what? Led by the spirit. And so as leaders, we want to empower our congregation. We want to empower fathers and mothers to be led by the spirit of the Lord by encouraging them. Listen, you can't raise up children out of textbook. You got to raise your children as led by the spirit, because the spirit knows everything that they're thinking, everything that they're doing, every contrary way that they have, and every attitude that is against you as a parent and any kind of authority. Listen, the Holy Spirit will wake you up in the middle of the night and tell you exactly where your daughter, exactly where your son, exactly where your husband, or exactly where your wife is. The Holy Spirit will do that if you got used to listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit. So that not only you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, but guess what? You'll have a partner, a shown up partner, to help you to be in good, solid, sound, right, rewarding relationship with everybody in your household. Paul is giving a strong word here. He says, listen, hands down, walk in the spirit, so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you want to build up your holy faith, walk in the spirit. The spirit working through love. Listen, I'm praying hard for you because I love you. I'm teaching this word straight up. No chaser, because I love you. You know what I'm saying? My desire is to build up your faith and my own. Why? Because I love me and I love you. Amen? And I'm being led by the Spirit to do so. And so when we look at this scripture, we don't discount every time in this scripture Paul speaks of the word love. Several times, count them, more than one. Amen? And so he admonishes us, even at the very end of the fifth chapter of Galatians, which is a very powerful chapter. I hope you as leaders go back and read it, preach from it for yourself, you know, but don't ignore these little four-letter words in there, right? Right. Let me tell you something. When we get down to the 22nd chapter, again, in the fifth chapter of Galatians, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is, in other words, if you're being led by the Spirit, if you're walking in step with the Spirit, if you're trusting the leading and guiding of the Spirit, listen, these things will be evident in your life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Come on, can I tell leaders again, get control of yourself. If you're not in control of yourself, you're not like a city without walls, the scriptures say. Against such, there is what? No law. Verse 24, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. Listen, flesh has legitimate passions and desires, but by the Spirit, you want to have the right passions and the right desires. Scripture goes on to verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, listen, I want you to see this. Of the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, of the Spirit, in the Spirit. Don't forget that little two-letter word. If we what? Live in the Spirit. Hey, God. If you can be led, you can walk, you can up, but live in it. In other words, wallow in it. Lay down in it. Let the Spirit fill every inch of you. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Live in it, walk in it. Live in it, walk in it. Live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Listen, safest place you can be as a leader. It'll keep your perspective sharp and holy. It'll keep your heart loving. It'll keep your mind alert. It'll keep the flesh in check. It'll keep the flesh, what? In check. And listen, you'll love deeper. Your faith will grow. Your walk will get stronger. You'll be a greater leader. Those that you lead will go from glory to glory. Why? Because you embody this. You embody this teaching. You teach it as often as you can. When I first got in the church, I'm going to tell you this before I go. When I first got in the church, listen, pastor for 3 years, when I was 28, for 3 years, Pastor Sterling Lands, the second bishop now, archbishop now, he taught nothing but salvation. I went to him one Sunday after church because I wanted to hear something else. He said, I said, Pastor, how long are you going to teach on salvation? He said, until you get saved. He wasn't telling nothing but the truth. In other words, there should be some sign of your salvation. There should be, well, salvation comes the great covenant you have with a God that has put in charge of your walking and your talking and your leading and your guiding and your faith, the Holy Spirit. And so with that Spirit in place, your life would look like it has love to the utmost, joy to the utmost, peace to the utmost, long-suffering. That part. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all of that. Listen, you'll wear it like a badge. You'll wear it like a trench coat. You'll wear it like a fleece. All of that. You know, they see you coming, wait, coming, coming. And when they see you coming, they know that you have all of those attributes. Listen, this has been Dr. B. This is Love You're Making. It is a Sage to Sage leadership conversation. And we desire 2022 to have you to check your perspective on life, love, and leadership by the word of the Lord. And so until we meet again, you know what to do. Pray for me and with me, and most of all, love God and love yourself. And don't forget to love Dr. V. All right? I love you dearly. Until next time, God bless.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Benita DeReese with Create Your Own You. And as I always say, become the person who you want to be and not what others want us to be. Because there are so many times we always take the direction of what others want, where others want us to be at, and that's not something that we want to fulfill personally. So always choose to do what you want and be the leader and not the follower. So I am so happy to be back on with you guys tonight, this evening, the morning, depending on what side of the world you are on, because we are worldwide. I hope everything is going extremely, extremely well, given what's going on with the world and all the different crises we have. But just believe, if you woke up on this side of the grass, you are doing very well, no matter what is going on throughout the day. Always, always think of something positive in the day that's gonna make you happy. Today I do have a special guest on the line. Her name is Lisa Stringer Bailey. She is the owner of Triple M Money Management Matters. Over the past few days, she has been doing Facebook Lives called Money Matters, so she knows where to put your money at, what to do with your money, and how not to throw your money away. She's also an author of You Have No Idea the Hell I've Been Through. That was a collaboration book she did with a couple of other females, and it was it's a really, really nice book. So if you haven't got that book, at the end, she'll probably tell you how you can get it. I have a friend that's also in that particular book, too. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, going well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you can get on the show tonight. I know it was short notice, but you know, when it's time to do business, it's time to do business. You know,
absolutely.
You know, so we kind of block out time when it's, you know, things of importance come up. So now with the money matters. What are the objective you trying to get people to understand when it comes to their money?
Okay, well, Money Management Matters, my company, was formed out of a passion and a purpose from me and from God that says our people need to do better with their money and use it in a more fulfilling direction, and living, a lot of people that's living paycheck to paycheck or feeling stressed or full of anxiety or full of worry is not how God wants us to live here on earth. So, and it starts with our resources. We got to remember that what we have really have come from God. And money is part of our resources. So money is what we're using, not necessarily in a bad way, but not in the correct way. And it's leaving us, you know, less than. It's leaving us worried at night. It's leaving us working paycheck to paycheck, as they say. And we're not saving money as we should. For example, this whole pandemic that came upon us, nobody knew about it. It has, you know, caught us off guard, and a lot of people that has lost their jobs, guess what? They had no money set aside to fall back on in a savings account or anything to hold them up. So a lot of people are losing their home, you know. They don't have food to eat. They can't pay their utilities. It's just a sad situation, and Money Matters is came about just to get people thinking differently about their money and get them thinking more on the side of saving instead of spending.
Right, and I totally, totally agree with you as far as this pandemic. You know, that's just something that came up. And that's the thing I used to always tell people, that you should have some type of resources put away for any type of an emergency account. I always tell people to start off with $1,000 and then build from there. So is that something you would agree to?
Yes, absolutely. Especially right now, you want to start out small. And if it don't even have to be $1,000. If you can get $500 placed somewhere out of your sight, out of your mind, something that you know you will have, that's a good start. But just keep putting it in there. Keep putting it in there. It don't matter how small the amount. You can put a dollar in there. Whatever specific amount you have left over after you paying your bills and expenses, that needs to go into a savings account instead of going, you know, somewhere that we really don't need, you know, one of those expenses that we just a luxury, you know, like a coffee or a Starbucks or going out to eat and things like that. Instead, put it into that savings account until you have $1,000 saved. And then after that, you want to think more, like I need to have at least 3 months worth of income saved in a savings account. That's your ultimate goal, 3 to 6 months. But, of course, start small. Start at $1,000. That's a great starting point.
Okay, that's great, great. You know, I always say pay yourself first. What do you think about that? Because I know when I get paid, I take my cut off the top and then I pay my bills because I want to make sure that I am actually taking money out for myself before I start to spend anything to put into a savings account, investment account, IRA, things of those natures, just to make sure that I'm, and when I say that is, you know, when you get paid, have an automatic deduction coming out your check where you don't even notice it. It's going to like a whole separate bank account. Do you think people should also have something like that set up?
Absolutely. That is a perfect idea. I do that myself. Once you already have it automated coming out of your paycheck every pay period, you don't even think about it. So it's gone. It's somewhere in a different account that you can't even get to, don't even have a debit card for it, okay? That's a good idea to pay yourself first, and you can use that account as your emergency savings account if you want to, or you can use it as, you know, a future goal that you have, a down payment on a home or your children's college education, whatever. But long as it's out of your sight, perfect.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, the bank that I have my money goes to is quite funny because it's not even near me.
Right.
So in order for me to even go get some money, I have to drive out to the bank and get it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's outside my city. So it's one of those things like I did a double whammy, like it's coming out my check and the bank is not near me.
That's exactly right, because it's going to also give you a chance to think twice before you say, oh, well, I got this little money to the side. I might can use that for this little expense I'm thinking about doing. You're going to think twice about it because you got to go some extra steps or some extra miles to get to that money.
Right, exactly. So you said you started this out of a passion. Is it something personally that you dealt with, or you just seen on the masses that people needed to learn about their money management and, you know, how to handle it?
Right. It's a little bit of both. First of all, I did have something personal happen in my life. Over my lifetime, I have had several financial issues myself that I had to learn from and grow from. But the particular thing that happened that got me to start my business is my sister passed away at a very young age, unexpectedly, and her money matters was not in order when she passed away. Particularly, she did not have life insurance policy. So that left the family under a lot of stress and strain and trying to figure out what to do with all her possessions. And she had a home, and the home wasn't covered. So we lost the home, and her children had nothing to fall back on. So when I saw that happen, I was like, this cannot happen to another family because it's very devastating for the family. And it just made me realize that it's a lot of families out there that is not properly covered in life insurance. For one thing, because that is my specialty. I'm a licensed life insurance agent. But then a lot of people will tell me they can't afford a life insurance policy because their money is all over the place. They don't know where their money goes. They feel like they can't afford it. So as a money manager, I show people where they can afford it. Once I take a look at what they're spending their money on, I'd be like, well, you can deduct this and deduct this and deduct this, and you will have money for a sufficient life insurance policy to cover your family.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. There's so many people that, you know, that's not covered And mm-hmm. like you said, they feel like they can't afford it. But when mm-hmm. I notice somebody, when somebody say they can't afford it to me, and I see a pair of brand new sneakers on your feet that you possibly paid $150 for, I say,
wow.
Well, how can you afford them sneakers on your feet? You know,
wow.
like
yeah.
you have to, you know, sometimes what people don't put value on themselves, mm-hmm. they put value on other things. You know, and
yeah.
just like I was explaining to somebody the other day, as far as like credit, you know, I do credit repair. So mm-hmm. I was explaining to them, you know, I have a credit monitoring system, and you know, I pay $30 a month for it. And
mm-hmm.
they said, just for somebody to monitor your credit? I said, no, just for me to have a sense of mind knowing that if something goes wrong with my credit, they're going to send me an alert immediately. I said, anything fraudulent happens, I hire their lawyer. I said,
mm-hmm.
so it's like, do you got cable? They was like, yeah. So cable
mm-hmm.
is more important than something that's attached to your Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
And when you say it like that, they'd be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a light bulb that go off. And
right.
I think so many of us, we don't put the value on us personally, but the things, you know, that I can grab, that call it the glitter and gold effect. You know, I got to have this. I got to have the latest this. I got to have the newest this. I got to have
mm-hmm.
this. Got to have that. And then, you know, once you sit there and think about it, you spent so much money when you could have spent that on some type of a life insurance policy or some type of an investment account, you know, something that
absolutely.
Is going to be beneficial to you.
Absolutely.
So, I love what you're doing because so many people just don't understand it until you really break it down and say, hey, over here in this, I mean, in your budget, you said you get coffee twice
mm-hmm.
a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paying $10 a day for coffee. That's
right.
like a $400 budget a month.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this book. I don't know if you actually ever read it. It is called, I did one of my radio shows on it. It is called The Latte Factor by David Botch.
Mm-mm,
and
never
it talks
heard of
about, and it talks about a young girl, I think she's like in her middle 20s, on
mm-hmm.
how she can't afford nothing, but she buys Starbucks every day.
Mm-hmm.
You
exactly.
know, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a really, really good book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I was sitting up there reading, and I'm like, oh, yep, I know people mm-hmm. like that, yep. So
yeah.
once she at the lunch, you know, she totaled up her Starbucks, I believe it. Yeah, I think it was a Starbucks. She totaled it up for like a year and a half, and she spends, I mean, when I say thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where her money was at, so she stopped.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the predicament
yeah.
that a lot of us are in, and we just
yeah.
don't realize it. And it's like what you said, we don't value our own life, but we would value a material thing
mm-hmm.
that don't have any value at all after you
right.
purchase it. Like those shoes you mentioned, no value after you purchase it, okay? So I think, too, and I try to tell my customers and clients that it's a mindset shift, okay? We've been thinking all our lives that we need a material thing to give value to ourselves or to appear a certain way. But when in reality we need to be thinking, we need to value ourselves, okay? And that's what we really need is an inside value, a value of our human life, not a materialistic thing that's going to, you know, go away
mm-hmm.
at any time.
Yeah.
So
and
I
it's
think
funny.
It's a mindset. It's a mindset shift for sure.
It's definitely a mind shift. The thing about that is I'm so grateful for my mom, the way she raised us, because she raised us not to be materialistic. And,
mm.
you know, you don't have to have the latest this, and you don't have to have
mm-hmm.
the new this and the new that. I mean, growing
mm-hmm.
up, we had, you know, she brought us, when she brought clothes for just enough. okay, throw it in the washing machine at the end of the week, wear it again next week. You know, it wasn't buying 30 pairs of pants and 20 shirts and things of that nature because she wanted us to grow up knowing, okay, materialistic items are not important. You know, other things as you grow up will be important. You'll learn that as you go. So, you know, I try to teach that to my nieces and nephews now, which, you know, a lot of them, you know, my nieces and nephews, they pretty much know, don't come in here talking about the latest this and the latest that, because I don't want to hear it. And, you know, so they pretty much know. But, yeah, the way my mind, if we wanted something for, you know, we seen it at the store and we wanted it, it wasn't like the gimme syndrome that they have today. You know, that, you know, the kids go to the store, the parents just buy it. Back then, you know, we wanted it. We may not have got it for 3 to 6 months later, but we got it.
Absolutely. And that's unfortunately, that's the world we're living in right now. We're living in a materialistic world that's promoted all over the airways, now on our cell phones, and every kid got a cell phone, so they want what every other kid has. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So what was your... When did you, like, put this in place, this whole triple money management? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this about 3 years. Since my sister passed away in 2016, and I was so distraught. Like I said, our family went through a lot dealing with that. And I did a lot of prayer, a lot of asking God, what should I do? And he laid this on my heart. Now, I have been in the financial industry all my life. I've been in banking. I was a bank teller and worked my way up to the branch manager. And then after 17 years in banking, I decided I wanted to go back to school, got my master's in accounting and finance because I wanted to do more accounting work. So when I first started my business, I thought it would be a bookkeeping business because I did a little bookkeeping on the side here and there, but I didn't see that grow, and I wasn't really getting the passion out of that. So I went back to prayer and asked, Lord, you gave me this name, Triple M Money Management Matters, but I'm not feeling the passion for it. And that's when he gave me life insurance. He said, no, I gave it to you for life insurance because I need you to make sure everybody is covered and not leaving their family in distress. And that's in the Bible. I don't know the verse right now, but it is in the Bible about leaving inheritance for your children's children or leaving your widow taken care of. It's in the Bible. That's what we're supposed to do while we're here on earth. So he gave me life insurance, went through the whole training of the life insurance and got my license, and now this business has really been flourishing, especially since the pandemic of 2020. So, you know, it's just a whole awakening now that it's more prevalent now, the reason why we need this.
Right, exactly. It's funny because I'm studying for my life insurance now. I should be done with it by now, but with not being able to go to pre-licensing, without being able to go to pre-licensing class, you know, in person, Taking it online is just taking me a little bit more time to do.
Yeah, and it ain't no joke. I mean, it's serious money studies about the way money works and, you know, the policies and the procedures and the laws and the regulations. It's no joke, but it's a serious situation that a lot of people need to be, you know, have this product in their families and in their money plans and in their budgets. Seriously.
Right. Exactly. So if somebody wanted to start a budget, what would you tell them to start with?
I like to tell people just to make some time. Right now, everybody is so busy. Everybody is working many hours a day, 7 days a week. But I tell people, you have got to put some value on your time. You have had to take some time to spend with your money, okay? It's almost like a date. I did a Facebook Live on that. Have you made a date with your money? Because if you're not sitting down with a pencil and a pad or a Excel spreadsheet or even an online app for our younger folks who don't want to do nothing but technology, get on that. You know, You're going to input your numbers, how much money you got coming in. You want to, and I would start with your gross amount of money that you got coming in. Put that in first, not your net, because you really need to see exactly how much money you're starting with, how much money is going out for health insurance, how much money going out for taxes, how much going out for retirement, 401k, if you have that. Every single item that you got coming out of your pay needs to be on this budget. And I'm talking about from those top things all the way down to that latte or that Starbucks coffee that you're purchasing. Every single dime needs a place. And it's up to you in your budget, in your time with your money, to tell that money where to go, okay? Because let me tell you, if you don't sit down with your money and tell it where to go, your money is going all over town, and you don't know where it's at. So I don't know how many times I have heard people say, I don't know where all my money went. What?
Mm-hmm. Right,
well, have
right.
You got a budget? Are you spending any time with your money?
Right. So you hear it so much. Yeah, I did a show about that, too. It was called Assigning Your Money.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have got to do it. A lot of people don't do that. It's an old, right now, if you remember me coming from the banking industry, I remember the ledgers. We used to give out ledgers all the time
right.
to customers that kept track of their money. And the people that we did give it to, which is the older generation, they had money in the bank. Let me just tell you, these are people with money. Now, people without money, you tell them, give them a ledger, they ask, what's this for? They're mm-hmm. like, what is this? And toss it in the trash. Cause they don't know nothing about writing down the money they got coming in and writing down the money that they got going out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're in the predicament we are today. We're living paycheck to paycheck, and we're not taking, affording ourselves a simple, necessary life insurance policy to cover our life and our family's life. So.
Right. And it's funny because I'm still old school. When my bills come in, the mailbox, I stack them in the pile, and then mm-hmm. a week or two before I have to pay them, I've got a notebook. I write everything down. I open the envelopes up. Electric bill, mm-hmm. $75. Gas bill, $85. Mm-hmm. And I write it all down. But that's something mm-hmm. my mom taught me, though. I mean, yeah, with mm-hmm. new technology, I could just, zip it through the bank and just look at the calculations. That's cool. But actually, when you actually, like you said, sit down mm-hmm. and write it out, it mm-hmm. gives you a different perspective of your money.
Absolutely.
Because you're looking at it now. You're writing it and you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. So that also helps with what you were saying earlier in regards to the money mind shift,
Mm-hmm. Because you can see it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What your eyes see is different from what your mind sees.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just have it in your head. So you just have it in your head that it ain't working. It's not going to pan out. But
right.
once you lay your eyeballs on it, that when it pans out, and like you said, gives a whole different perspective.
Yep, it totally does. And like I said, if more and more people did sit down and just write their bills out, they mm-hmm. would be in a better position than what they are now. Because like you said, old mm-hmm. school people, you give them a checkbook, they're like, oh, I got mm-hmm. this much. Oh, I can't spend nothing else till next week or 2 weeks because
mm-hmm.
I got this much money. But what everybody mm-hmm. just hears, you go to debit card. They're
mm-hmm.
not looking at a balance. They're not looking at nothing. Mm-hmm. They just know they get paid again next Friday. That's what they know.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And that's why we in the predicament we in. So that's one of my missions is to change people's mind about how they think about their money.
Yeah, I'm right with you. I'm so mm-hmm. with you because
mm-hmm.
I've been since this whole thing of sitting in the house and COVID, I was getting into the financial industry about like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was working. Then when this happened, mm-hmm. I ended up like, okay, let me do the credit and financial stuff now. And
mm-hmm.
Why I got the time to do it. So
that's it.
I'm with you with all of that, and I think we need more people. We need some more soldiers to help us do this,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, we can't – there's not enough of us out here spreading the word on how to manage your money and how to maintain – I always say you make money you manage, you manage money, and you multiply it. Those are my three M's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not make money and throw it away. You have to make the money, and then you have to manage it.
You got to manage
it. You know, you have to manage it. But you also want to figure out ways to multiply it, and that's where you come in with the investments and life insurance, you know, things you know, like that. So you have to have those three M's in consideration when, you know, thinking about your money.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. So I am proud of you. I'm so glad there's somebody else out there helping with this financial crisis we got going on and getting people to understand to not just buy everything, you know. I've been, it's funny because people see me and they were like, "You still got that car?" I've been driving the same car since 2011, and it's a 2009 car.
That's all right, honey. That's
you know,
all right.
But I don't have a car, no.
Okay. And to tell the truth, some of the richest people in this world is driving older cars.
Yes, they are. Yes.
I mean, I can't name them, but, hey, Google it. There's some people out there, and you wouldn't even know they're millionaires.
Listen, a lot of them are. A lot of them have just plain Fords in their driveway.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
You'll be surprised, like, what? Really?
Yeah. It's a book out there called The Millionaire Next Door. That's it right there. You don't even know they're a millionaire.
Listen, I got
that
on my wall.
They know how to manage their money.
Listen, I got it on my wall. Like, I want to be the millionaire next door. You won't even know, but I am.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's where we need to be.
Right. Well, I do want to thank you for your time. Tell everybody how they can contact you, what's your social media handles, or, you know, have books out. You know, let them know how to get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook as Lisa Stringer Bailey. It's my personal page. You can always friend me or DM me there. Facebook as well. My business name is Triple M Money Management Matters. Then I have my IG Instagram page is Money Matters. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, because that one got mixed up. Manage Money Matters is on IG, Manage Money Matters, because my other name was taken. Then you can always schedule a free consultation with me. I do not charge to speak to someone for an hour consultation. We can talk about your financial situation. You can ask me questions. I can see how I can help you, and I can set you up with a financial needs analysis where we can see where we can find some money for a life insurance policy if you do not have one. My schedule link is www.bit.ly.com/moneymoment. That's my scheduler. You can schedule a consultation with me there, private message, DM me, and I will get back with you within 24 hours.
Okay, so you guys have all her information. Please reach out to her, especially if you have money questions, what to do with your money, where to put your money. She will set you straight. I am going to sign off until next time. This is Benita DeReese with Lisa Stringer Bailey, and I will see you guys in another week and a half. Peace and blessings to everyone. Good morning, good night, and joy.
Thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.